I think there were bands that there's bands that I love from that era that I think are amazing bands, but technically, you know, they're not great players, but it didn't matter because the music spoke. So it didn't matter if it was technically great or not. And I think all of a sudden people went, oh, maybe I could do that too. And, you know, people were more willing to like give you a chance. You know, you didn't have to be technically perfect. You know, you didn't have to be a guitar god. You had to feel it. You had to mean it. You had to throw yourself into it. And I think that people could tell, you know, if you had your heart and soul in it, that's what mattered. Back in the 70s, Detroit it was New York, LA, and Detroit. If a band was going to play, you know, like if they were coming from somewhere else, or they were, you know, like just starting to like do good shows, you had to play Detroit because it had the best audiences, and people were hungry for it. They wanted to see good music. Yeah, if you were boring, you weren't gonna do anything. And it had to have that energy. It was just when it started getting punk, it was very different energy. It was, you know, it was dirtier. You could just do whatever you wanted. You didn't have to fit in with whatever the rest of the world, you know, this is the standard. You could try something new, and people were open to it.